morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Monday to you. Trusting you had a fantastic weekend, my friend. Yes, on Saturday, you know, Saturday was an interesting day for me. I don't know about you. I was just in pretty deep reading news articles, looking at where we're at, kind of a state of a state all around the country, and certainly on the backside of the Democratic convention, and just feeling a little kind of restless and like, what can we do? Can we do more? What can we do? And so yesterday, I decided to do something pretty adventurous. All by myself, I got in my car and I downloaded Sean Hannity's new book, his new book, Live Free or Die. It's an Audible book. You can get it also in print, of course, but I downloaded it and I plugged it in, and I have one of those fancy systems in my car now, thanks to Terry and my friend Richard. They got that installed for me. And I plugged it in and I went over to the coast. Yes, I went over and experienced Lincoln City and Depot Bay and Newport. And I found this beautiful location in Depot Bay, kind of tucked away up on a hill, one of my new favorite places. And guess what? While I'm listening to the audiobook, Sean Hannity, right there is a pod of whales. Yes, right off the coast. And so it was an absolutely wonderful experience. I haven't had an opportunity to visibly see the whale migration since I was in high school. So I was very happy. I've even been on a boat when I visited Oregon, trying to find the whales. You know, you pay the extra money and never got to see whales with some of my family a few years ago. And so I was delighted and felt refreshed. What do you do to refresh? What do you do to rise above all of this stuff that is going on? One of the ways that I feel encouraged is by doing something. I can't just curse at the darkness and get overwhelmed by everything that I'm hearing and seeing, and I have to do something. And I really believe that so many of you are getting involved with the recall, Kate Brown, and right hands on, all hands on deck. And I'm so thankful to all of you volunteers. And I've got my petition and I put a thing out on Facebook, my personal page this morning, who has not signed. And I encourage you to do the same. And if you have a few hours, Marion County needs some extra help getting everything organized and ready to turn in officially by, I believe, the end of this week. And I ran across this and I thought it was really interesting. And I it was on Facebook, and it's one of those things people share, but it just kind of, it's right where we're at right now, and I wanted to read it to you. What is the end game with Rona? Anyone? What is the magic formula that is going to allow us to sound the all clear? Is it zero cases? For a good while, the goal was simply flatten the curve. And now that we are disconnecting utilities for gatherings in California, setting up checkpoints in New York, and recommending goggles, what's next? It seems as if there's a fact no end game. And truthfully, the only way that we will see numbers drop is if we cease testing and stop reporting. Keep in mind that hundreds of thousands have shown up to be tested, registered, left due to long waits, and still come up positive when they receive the results. Is it a vaccine? It took 25 years for chickenpox vaccine to be developed. The smallpox inoculation was discovered in 1776, and the last known natural case was in 1977. We have a flu vaccine that is only 40 to 60% effective. That's generous. The last 2 years, it was more like 20 or 25%. Less than half of the U.S. population chooses to get the flu vaccine, and roughly 20,000 Americans still die annually to flu or flu complications. Oh, and you'll mandate it in order to attend school, travel to foreign countries, etc. We already have a growing number of vaccine researchers refusing proven, tested, well-known vaccines that have been administered for decades. Do you really believe the majority of people will flock to get their fast-track vaccine, whose long-term side effects and overall efficiency rates are anyone's best guess? How long are we going to cancel, postpone, reconsider? Now we are advised against in-person school until second quarter or longer. What if October's numbers are the same as August? Then what? Moving football to the spring? What if next March is worse than this March? When do we decide quality of life outweighs the risk? We understand this virus can be deadly for some, but so are shellfish, peanut butter, bee stings. We take risks every day without a second thought. We know driving a car can be dangerous, but we don't leave it parked in the garage for months on end. We know the dangers of smoking, drinking, and eating fried foods, but we do it anyway. We speed on highways. Some idiots still don't buckle their seatbelts. We take medications more than as directed, and good number of individuals don't think twice about unprotected sex. Is hugging grandma really more dangerous than the rush hour on the freeway? Is going to a bar with friends more risky than four-day-old gas station sushi or operating a chainsaw? When and how did we so quickly lose our free will? I want a waiver that says, I understand the risk, but I choose life with hugs, smiles, college athletics, state fairs, concerts, and school dances. I understand that there's a minuscule possibility that I could die, but more probable, I'll end up feeling like junk for a few days. I understand I could possibly pass this virus on to someone else, but I can pass any virus on to someone else at any time until the end of time. Are we busy living or busy dying? It's hard to tell these days. I think this is a great little roundup of kind of a state of the state and where we're at. And what are we going to do about it? What are you doing about it? Are you talking to your friends and family about the state of the state here in Oregon? Are you ready to do something about it? You know, I remain with this quote, until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, we really won't do anything. Where are you at? Are you ready to get involved? Roll up your sleeves. Many of you listening, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. You are getting involved, and I thank you for that. But continue to talk to your friends and family, and let's continue to gather together and make a difference. And this morning on the phone with me is a gentleman who has been working for several years of gathering folks and educating and empowering people to do something. And I want to welcome to the show this morning. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Good morning, Stacey Ann.
So glad to have you part of the conversation this morning. And I was looking at your website here, the Oregon Liberty Coalition, and I'm discovering all kinds of amazing things of your organization that you're involved in and what's coming up around the corner. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, certainly. Thank you for the opportunity to share the Gathering of Eagles Rally Around the Flag event on September 19th at the Ames Ranch. Getting a little feedback, I'm sorry.
And so that's coming up again, say that.
It's the Gathering of Eagles Rally Around the Flag is coming up September 19th at the Ames Ranch. You can go to our website, OregonLibertyCoalition.org, and all the information is right there on the first page. It takes you right to the registration. You have to register to come, and we're having a great lineup this year. Let me pull it up here.
Now, the Gathering of the Eagles, this is not your first time you've had this event. This is something that goes on. You've had it a few times, right?
Well, the Oregon Liberty Coalition, which was put together in 2010 at the 9-12 convention in Turner, Oregon. My first Gathering of Eagles was in 2011. It was Herman Cain was there. It was a great event. Ames, Kurt Wright and Damon were gracious hosts. I've been going to them ever since, every year. And the Oregon Liberty Coalition, we've been having Rally Around the Flag since 2014 was our first one. And 2018, we kind of joined up with the Gathering of Eagles and worked with Ames to put it together. Then Ames passed away, and we decided to go ahead and work with Dama. They have a humongous airplane hangar. It's just humongous. I think Ames said you could put a B-24 in there.
Whoa.
So we have a huge agenda that we can put together So last year, 2019, we had a gathering of eagles rally around the flag event. Actually, you know, the first one I totally coordinated with Dama to get everything together. It was in memory of Ames Courtright. And we were celebrating the walkout event in the legislature to stop the cap and trade. It was a great event. This year we're having Trevor Loudon. He's the author of Enemy Within, several books, and Jesse Jane Duff. She's the Trump campaign, Women for Trump, Veterans for Trump, and she's a retired Marine Gunnery Sergeant. Russ Walker will be there. He's the Oregon Trump campaign. And we'll have Mike Phil from Timber Unity speaking. We'll be serving pizza again this year. Last year, our food vendor didn't show up, of all things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was kind of a shocker. But it worked out fine. We ordered a whole bunch of pizzas. And we picked them up, and it worked out fine. So this year we decided to serve pizza again. So we're really asking folks to register, mm-hmm. so we know how many pizzas to have on hand. We have a training. Richard Burke from Western Liberty Network, an Oregon Liberty Coalition affiliate, and Jeff Kropp, Oregon Capital Watch Foundation, will be doing training. Effective get out the vote campaign and messaging that moves the voters to get out and vote.
Now I'm looking at your Oregon Liberty Coalition website right now, and it says in your mission, OLC brings together a coalition of patriot affiliates that guard our constitutional rights by identifying areas of concern. When we work together, we can reach the whole state through communication and education. So when you're talking about these seminars and actually learning things that can be effective in our communities, I think that's a great way to get started. And talk to me a little bit about where this OLC, where it hopes to be, and how will it be involved in the recall effort, if there is a recall effort?
As independent affiliates and organizations, each group or each person is doing their own thing on that. We are quite involved. I'm a part of the Cottage Grove 912 Project, one of the affiliates, and we have members out at booths in Lane County getting signatures. So we're all right there.
That's excellent. That's excellent. When we come back from this break, Bob, let's continue the conversation. I have a few more questions for you. Thank you for joining me this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We'll be back. Good morning. It's a beautiful day. 7:22 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Temperature today going to be about 83 degrees. In fact, the next couple days, beautiful. Want to say happy birthday to Aubrey Johnson and Eli Underwood, friends of mine. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. We're having a wonderful conversation today with Bob. He's with the Oregon Liberty Coalition, and they've got a special gathering coming up in September. And Bob, I pulled up your website here, and I'm just so impressed. I'm very thankful for all of the groups and organizations around Oregon who are gathering, training, reinforcing one another, and moving together in a united force to combat this progressive downspin, I believe, to chaos and anarchy as we're seeing what's going on in Portland. And one of your your parts of your website here, it talks about what is a patriot. I love the fact that you're defining who patriots are, and oftentimes I'll say, especially in regards to pastors, I'll say, where are the patriot pastors today? Where are you ready to stand and defend the Constitution and defend what our founding fathers' vision of our wonderful country? I'm so thankful to talk to you this morning. Talk to us a little bit about how big your organization is in Oregon and how people, if they're not familiar with it, how they can get involved and what ways they can add value to your organization.
Well, let's see. Like I said, the Oregon Liberty Coalition was founded in 2010 at a 9/12 convention held in Turner, Oregon. That was quite an event. We've gotten together, and we have a weekly conference call every Monday morning. We've been coming; that's been happening since 2010. The groups and affiliates. We opened it up. We were all for groups in the beginning, and we decided a couple of years ago to open it up to individual affiliates mm-hmm. that aren't associated with a group.
Okay.
That's worked out real well. We've gotten a lot of researchers come in, and it really helps out with the group when we're on our calls discussing things. We have FreedomWorks. They come on every call from D.C. to give us an update what's going on in Washington and what FreedomWorks is up to. It's been really good. We've had a lot of good conversations. It's pretty much open. We have reports. Oregon Capital Watch comes on. Western Liberty found it. Western Liberty Network comes on and talks about the things that their training that they have. Like I say, you go to OregonLibertyCoalition.org mm-hmm. and you'll see how the website just opens up for you.
Yes.
And you can just go to everything, the things we've done over the years, our rallies and events, and some of the things that we're committees we have set up to watch certain things. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we've been doing it for so long.
Right.
It seems like my second hand, you know.
Right.
We were so fortunate to have some very qualified people to do our website and hold things together that way. And, of course, when you have a bunch of groups and individuals working together, you can accomplish a whole lot.
I think there was a gal by the name of Margaret Mead that talked about that a little bit of effort for everybody coming together can make a big stride. And that's the thing that people don't understand. What I love about these grassroots coalitions is it's individuals in communities across Oregon making a difference. These aren't necessarily people that are well-versed in politics, right, Bob? They're business owners and community people that have been involved in their community, several generation Oregonians really wanting to fight for their community. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I was never involved in politics. Matter of fact, I don't like politics.
Mm-hmm.
Of all things. But, we have people that are involved in politics. And it helps us who don't really get involved. That, I'm now involved now pretty much so with the Oregon Citizens Lobby and other groups that follow the legislature in Oregon. It is just amazing how we all work together. That is because we're not professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We don't ask for too much. We just try to do our thing, we got to save Oregon. We got to save America.
Let me ask you this, Bob. You said you weren't really much into politics. What was your turning point? What was like enough is enough? I've got to do something. What was it? A significant thing that happened?
In 2009, Glenn Beck put together some groups called the 9/12. And I just happened to went to a meeting here in Cottage Grove, and I've always said, I'm an isolationist. Just leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with this stuff. But it was just kind of, I've had enough.
Hmm.
That was my turning point in 2009, and my wife turned to me when after we came home from that meeting, and we just kind of looked at each other, and I says, "Well, are we going to go back to the next meeting?" And she says, "Sure." And I says, "Well, you know, when I go back, I'm in. I'm in for the duration."
Mm-hmm.
So here I am.
And here you are, and now you're part of the leadership, and you're certainly directing this coalition, and you're sounding the call. And that's what I love about, you know, this particular season that I'm finding, people are getting involved that have never been involved. People are registering to vote they've never registered before. Last week, Bob, and maybe you saw this down in Cottage Grove, but right here in Salem, they were the all wisdom of the Democrat legislature to do the $500 one-time help to unemployment. All of that was gone within 48 hours, and there were long lines waiting for some relief and help. And maybe that was in Cottage Grove too, but I see more people unsatisfied and hurt by the policies of the Democrats and those that aren't patriotic here in Oregon. I think people are wanting to get more involved. And your website is OregonLibertyCoalition.wordpress.com. Is that correct?
Well, you can use OregonLibertyCoalition.org or .com to get you to that WordPress site.
Perfect, perfect. I've got a couple more questions for you if you'd hold on with me after this break. We'll be back. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. We're talking about ways we can get involved, be patriotic, and defend our Oregon. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you together on this Monday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, enjoying a wonderful conversation. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use on this Monday and every day, encouraging you. Check out our website, brand new website, kslm.news. And I think I have most of my podcasts up on the radio or up on the website now. And I'm excited about that. If there's a show, particularly like when I was in Sturgis, that you'd like to listen to, you can now find that. I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial, Sunderland Agency. He is one of our sponsors, 503-885-0789. We're having a conversation this morning and talking about our wonderful Constitution, standing up, what we can do, how we can make a difference. And I've got Bob on the line. He is with the Oregon Liberty Coalition. And Bob, I've entered into the conversation. We're going to try this, hopefully without too much feedback. My technical skills this morning. We're bringing on the conversation, Art. Good morning, Art. How are you today?
Good morning, Stacy. Do you hear me okay?
I've got you and Bob on the line together because I thought maybe you would have some conversation for Bob or some questions about the Oregon Liberty Coalition. So go ahead.
Yeah, I've known about the Gathering of the Eagles for a long time. I've never gotten to attend. But I wanted to talk with Bob maybe a little bit on what they're doing to deal with the COVID-19 thing, because obviously we're in an environment where Kate Brown is doing everything that she can to mitigate our effectiveness in this upcoming election season. Now, I can tell you, for the first time ever, I'm putting up yard signs, at my house. I'm waiting for the third one, Kim Thatcher's yard sign. Mm-hmm. But I am actually, going outside the box this year and putting up the signs. However, during the night, I take them down. Mm. Obviously because of fear of people ripping off the signs, but also, the kind of things that people do here in Oregon, like damage your cars if you got a sticker, et cetera, et cetera. But Bob, are you going to have training to deal with all this stuff? Because it would definitely be helpful when we get closer to actual voting day, when the ballots come out?
Interesting question. Yeah, you know, I've had signs up most every year since I started getting involved. I upset some of my neighbors sometimes. You know, 4x8 signs were a little too much. I'm not doing the 4x8 signs anymore. It was my neighbor didn't really like it too much, but I try to position my signs so they're not in my neighbor's face anymore. So, you know, I try to be respectful with my signs. You know, so far, nobody's really bothered ours. I do live, you know, 5 miles out of town in a rural area, so I really don't have that kind of a problem. But as far as I think you mentioned the COVID, you know, the rules, you know, sometimes they change, so we really haven't said anything too much about it. You know, everybody knows the rules. You know, we got to protect ourselves. We have, you know, my wife has an immune deficiency, so we're more cautious than some people. You know, we make sure that, you know, we don't get her involved in things that she can get exposed. I'm not really too sure on how bad this is. I mean, I think the flu is worse. You know, last year, at the last gathering of eagles, I was so sick. You know, I didn't know what I had. I thought it was something very similar, a respiratory infection. So, you know, and I wore a mask. So, go figure. You know, I think that as long as the COVID is, we protect ourselves and don't try to get other people infected, I think we'll be fine.
I just went to a gathering the first part of last week, a chamber event, where it was exactly how it needed to be. I mean, people, we have these mandates and we have these regulations and things, and for us to meet, you have to have the mask in hand and or on your face. If you're eating, of course, you have it close by. But people want to do the right thing, really. They want to stay safe, and they stay there. If they didn't have a mask, they stayed 6 feet apart. That's how I witnessed it this weekend. And right now we've got some heavy regulation, and we still need to meet. We still need to get our, you know, get our facts, get our training, do the best that we can, and find out ways that we can effectively fight what's going on right now. And I maintain that our ballots are our best ways to fight, right? And getting organized and getting funds to these candidates so that they can get their message out to those that are confused, frustrated, and don't know where to go. There are a bunch of them, and particularly in the Portland area. Portland's always been such a stronghold, my understanding, Bob, in regards to what's going on politically in this state. And there are a lot of people upended by all of this. They're afraid. They're not secure. They're not trusting the Democrats right now. And I keep saying, if you want more of the same, keep doing the same thing, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's one other thing I wanted to point out is, you know, the Oregon Liberty Coalition, we're a nonpartisan group.
Mm-hmm.
The rally around the flag, we didn't allow candidates to bring signs or anything. They weren't allowed to campaign at our rallies. Gathering of Eagles is just the opposite. You know, they're all about having candidates come in and speak. You know, we had Herman Cain. They had Herman Cain back in the day. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's always been a change for us to actually switch over to this. Like I say, I don't like politics too much. Too much stuff goes on that I don't like. But, you know, this year we're having, since it's an election year, again, we're having the Trump campaign there, and we're having two panels, one for the federal and one for the state issues.
Mm-hmm.
The Oregon Liberty Coalition is about issues.
Right.
You know, I'm an issues person. That's what I like. That's what I work with. I research issues. And so that's what we're all about, is the issues. So we have two panels, one for federal, one for state. We have a couple of great speakers coming up. I don't think they're listed on our campaign here on working with the immigrant communities. I don't have it on our agenda yet. But there's going to be some things there that I think are really going to be effective in getting people together and getting out to vote and be safe, as Art said.
Yes.
And Art, please come to our website, look at the application policies and sign up. Like I say, we have a weekly conference call.
I appreciate that, Bob. One of the things I did want to mention is your organization. You're talking about Get Out the Vote. Mike Gallagher and several national radio talk show hosts are promoting the 1020 program to get out the vote, which I think is very, very important. The Democratic Party has kind of had a machine forever, and of course the Republican Party hasn't. But this year they have the 1020 program, which I think is really going to help the Republican side get out their vote like we know the Democrats do all the time.
Tell us what that is if folks haven't heard Mike Gallagher talk about it. Tell about the 1020 program.
Well, it's a program that you sign up to, Stacy, and they educate you on the issues, and you kind of commit yourself as an individual to at least ensure that 10 people that you know actually get out and vote, so the numbers are there for us. Come on.
So it's encouraging us to do what we can do in our circle of influence with our friends and our family to get out the vote. I want to mention again, Bob, how can people get registered for this event that's coming up in September, September 19th, it's on a Saturday. How can they get involved?
Just go to our website, OregonLibertyCoalition.org, and like I say, it's right there, the 2020 Stand Your Ground Agenda. You can go right to there, or it's even on when you go to the home page, it's right there, how to get to the agenda, how to get to the registration. It's all right on the first page.
If your business and you're wanting to get involved, do you still have sponsorship opportunities?
Oh, yes, please. Because this is, the idea of this in 2019 was working with Dan. We wanted to recognize Ames's contribution to the whole constitutional thing. It's like Dama wants to continue this every year, and she wants to open up her facility for other venues. Mm-hmm. So yes, we're quite excited about what Dama has done and offered up for Patriots across the state. So yeah, we do have if you view our page, you'll see on the agenda page we have opportunities to donate. You can donate through nonprofit. We're not a nonprofit group, but we have a PayPal donation on our website. And if you wanted to give a nonprofit donation, Oregon Capital Watch is taking our donations for us for the Gathering of Eagles, And it's on the website where you can send your donations to.
All right. So it's OregonLibertyCoalition.com. Looking forward to participating in this wonderful event. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Art. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too, Stacey.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful Monday. So glad to gather all around and making a difference. You and I, we are better together. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's 7:50 in the morning, and we're going to have a wonderful day. Temperatures in the 80s today. Great day to get out and about. And if you have not signed a Kate Brown recall petition, I encourage you to do so. There's several different ways you can do it. You can go and meet up with our friend Rebecca. She said this morning during Jeff Croft's show that she's going to be over by Lowe's and Walmart area off of Turner Road today, probably this morning. And so you can go there or you can get a hold of me if you'd like to sign the petition. I have a petition as well, Stacy@KSLM.news. Send me an email. I'd love to connect with you. We have one here at the studio. And of course, I want to encourage you to get involved. The Marion County Republican office needs help as they're getting ready to organize. There's some things that have happened over the last few days and the elections office kind of changing or feels like they're changing the rules. Maybe it was some unknown policy or whatever, but they've got to try to reorganize everything as they turn it in because you can't have any kind of misstep, right? You have to make sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed so that that there's no reason at all on our end that they would throw these petitions out, as we know that there's such a momentum going on, so much so, maybe you saw this in the news, there was a gentleman actually at one of the recall efforts, I believe in the Portland area, and I don't have a lot of details, I just heard about it, that was actually physically attacked at one of these sites. Maybe one of our listeners knows a little more about what had happened there. Our studio lines 503-589-1220. We certainly are keeping him in our prayer as he's recovering. And I know, you know, we're counting the costs, right? What is it? What does it cost to stand up and guard what we know, our precious Oregon, and all of the history that is here? I think of the pioneers coming across with such faith, such hope of settling this part of the country, and such grit, right? What are we willing to do to stand strong? Are we willing to get registered to vote for the very first time? Are we willing to stand in on the corner and help others get petition signatures? Are you willing to carry a petition? Are you willing to turn it in? You know, what are we willing to do? And I've got the back of my petition here, and this is the statement. This is the reasons for demanding recall of Kate Brown. And it says, "The people of Oregon deserve and expect a governor that honors the will of the voters and works for the good of all citizens, not just special interests and politically motivated agendas. Governor Brown has abused the office of governor and failed the people of Oregon in the following ways. Using COVID-19 to unlawfully restrict our freedoms, causing needless economic ruin. Denied citizens the right to fully protect themselves as guaranteed by the Constitution. Denied citizens protection from the growing domestic terrorist threat known as Antifa. Attempted to deprive Oregon's working families of jobs using faulty environmental policy. Attempted to deprive Oregon's families their right of medical and religious freedom. Failed to address the PERS crisis that threatens the economy and government retirees. Failed to protect Oregon's foster children and failed to cooperate with investigations. Overturned the will of the voters by granting Oregon driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Overturned the will of the voters by reversing ballot measures that limited taxation. Squandered taxpayer money to launch frivolous million-dollar politically driven lawsuits. Repeatedly supported the use of the quote-unquote emergency clause on non-emergency legislation, effectively denying voters of Oregon a voice on legislation they oppose." So those are the key elements there that the recall petition is activated, and if successful, there will be a vote. And my understanding is she has a decision. It can go forth where she could just resign. And if she resigns, then there's a whole bunch of other things that happen. It's really interesting. Oregon does not have a lieutenant governor. Oregon doesn't have an effective way other than a recall petition to impeach a governor of missteps. I would say if we could get a decent amount of balance in our legislature and get some actual legislation that would be effective for Oregonians, we look at making some major changes in the future on this. It's too much power for one person, don't you agree? Especially when they're appointing legal people, judges in positions that back her up in a sense. Where the people, you do not have a voice in Oregon, and it's really sad. I know my colleague, my classmate, Senator Denise Bowles, she certainly had shared with me that even in the legislative process, and I know Representative Bill Post and others have talked about that here in Oregon at the State House, everything's like prescripted. if you do have a true issue and you really want to be heard and you're not a Democrat with an agenda, your voice does not count. Are you ready to make some changes? Until the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same, you know, we've got to make these changes and we've got to do something different. And I love the Oregon Liberty Coalition, this statement on their website. If you believe in the dignity of the individual, that hard work by men and women free from overreaching government control is what built this land. If you're really for community enrichment by empowering individual citizens to run their own counties and school boards and to manage their own land and its resources, then you will see through the lies in the propaganda put out by the Rural Organizing Project. There's so much going on out there that's confusing people. You've got to be focused on the truth. And what I'm really excited about over the next few days, there's going to be a shift in mainstream media in regards to the convention, the Republican National Convention that's going to be going on. We're going to see a shift from, you know, last week, the Democratic Convention, they were all like, oh, trying to promote everything. You're going to see a shift in mainstream media to tearing apart the positive message. But I believe we're going to hear some hope and some true hope and change coming from this this wonderful convention coming up. President Trump and all the leaders. In fact, I found out my friend Abby Johnson is going to speak on the life issue at the convention. I'm looking forward to that and certainly keeping her in prayer. But anytime you have such a contrast, you have a Republican Party that stands for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you have the Democrats that want to tear all that down, I think the choice is pretty clear to me. And I know so many of my friends, and maybe you're the same way, it's like walking on thin ice or even eggshells around those that are anti-Trump. They don't like his personality. They don't like decisions he's made in the past. They don't like, you know, all of the propaganda that's been spewing out there. I'm hit every day. I can't believe you like Trump. He did this, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just simply say, well, when did he do this? And they'll say, well, 20-some years ago, and he's denying it. Well, I'm looking at what he's been doing the last 4 years. And everything he's promised as president that he would do, he's done. And he's done it with great opposition and certainly not the mainstream media on his side. Don't you agree? So we'll continue the conversation. We'll continue the good fight to do what we can do. And right now, right here in Oregon, right now in our county, in our city, what we can do is get that petition signed. Let's change Oregon for the better, right? Let's stop the craziness and move to a positive place right here in Oregon. You and I, we're overcomers, right? Over, under, around, or through, we can get there. I'm believing it. Join my belief and let's move it forward. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Have a fantastic day.